too long. This conversation is going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. This conversation, it's nowhere.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2019, and this is episode 142. We got Boston Rise coming in here in a minute. Boston Rise is an initiative to lift art, culture, and community in the city of Boston. They pair working artists with youth creators to record an album, and then they develop visual content that promotes positivity and social responsibility. They just dropped that first album. We're about to play some music from that, talk to the kids, see what they learned from it, what they liked about it, etc. We also are joined by the two founders, Jay Prism and Juma. They're Boston artists. Juma also teaches media literacy to teens, helping them to avoid negative influencing. If you missed last week, the Hoop Hop Bakari JB episode is up right now. So is Cheese Bankroll. If you can feel it, you can speak it. Dust Collectors, Real P, Bobby Bangers, and a whole lot more. Those are all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, LFODradio.com, and pretty much anywhere you could find a podcast. If you subscribe, you will get it right away. You'll get this one sometime midday tomorrow. Otherwise, you can follow us at LFOD Radio and with an underscore on Twitter, and you'll get that when we tweet it out. Stay tuned for these extra bars, too. I heard we got some coming tonight, and Bakari went in last week. Hashtag extra bars. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us your clean records. That's how this all starts. You send us music. We rock with it, and then we bring people on. We only have one more episode this season, though. Well, two more. We're going to do a recap, but one more guest this season, and that's next week. We got DJ LC coming in. But still send us music because we'll be playing records all summer long. And one more time, shout out to the patrons out there. We did something new this week. We gave away, we had a bunch of tickets to the Smino show last night, and we gave away a pair of tickets there. So in addition to helping keep the show rocking, keep the scene growing, and you know, really showing them you're out here, we're going to be giving away tickets on there and all sorts of stuff. That's patreon.com/LFODLife. That Smino show was wild. Smino, Earth Gang, and Felix. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. It might be Felix, but it was a wild show. We sent a whole bunch of people to it. My phone was blowing up all night. Videos, texts, everyone had a blast. Got a little bit crazy afterhand. I don't know what went on with Paradise Security, but they got into it with Smino. And from what I heard, it was mostly on the venue, so we'll keep you up to date with that and see if we can find out a little bit more what happened. But the show itself was very healthy. Everyone went in, did their thing, sold out. They're supposed to be back on the 19th. Hopefully that show still happens, but they're supposed to be back on the 19th. Also this weekend, Thrive Exchange, another huge one at Sonya. Shout out Disorder and Thrive for selling out Sonya. Victoria was there. She might call in. She said she's working tonight. She said she's going to call in once these last people at her work leave. She's behind a counter, so it might get interrupted by people trying to buy cigarettes. But hopefully she'll be calling in, letting us know what's up. In the meantime, we are going to play some records, though, and get set up, bring Boston Rise in here. They're ready to rock. We got a new one from John Hope. This one's called Reeler. It's produced by Mike Stallone. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Good, I'm the truth though. Cause once mama told me, I never needed proof though. No one gave me the blueprint. The game is for retail. Find pleasure in the vision. The pain is in the details. Family, friends, and security triggered. They pulling, they murder. The one who be the closest. Drift further and further. Cause blood gotta shed and tears gotta cry and sweat gotta rainfall. A few gotta ride and a couple died many weeks that I could save all. Father, may I bathe in the dirty water any day? I will hug my first son or daughter. Never say I will never get the people of the world the last letters of my f***ing name. Dad went away, I knew. Ex broke my heart, I grew. Call me a beast, I'm zoo. I can never be the same when you're telling me I changed. It's just that
I got my mind right when everybody they left me. I raised hell till heaven doors invite me. Yeah. I came up and leveled up when they said no. It's my time, I did that cause I said so. My mind right when everybody they left me. I raised hell till heaven doors invite me. Yeah. I came up and leveled up when they said no. It's my time, I did that cause I said so.
You can cover up the lies, but your soul is not disguised. To whom it may concern, make sure you ask the wise. Whether the devil in the dress, or the fate above your eyes. You can fool me once, but never twice. I promise you that. You can cover up the lies, but your soul is not disguised. To whom it may concern, make sure you ask the wise. Whether the devil in the dress, or the fate above your eyes. You can fool me once, but never twice. I promise you that.
My mind right when everybody they left me. I raised hell till heaven doors invite me. Yeah. I came up and leveled up when they said no. It's my time, I did that cause I said so. My mind right when everybody they left me. I raised hell till heaven doors invite me. Yeah. I came up and leveled up when they said no. It's my time, I did that cause I said so.
Finally getting money on a Monday. Probably getting to it on a Tuesday. Whole team winning, it's a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, we do the same. All my niggas trying to get the rent pay. All my niggas trying to get it insane. Trying to make a million off a mixtape. You ain't getting paid, then you getting played. All my bitches trying to get the rent paid. All my niggas trying to get it insane. Trying to make a million off a mixtape. You ain't getting paid, then you getting played. Bottle after bottle like a newborn. They all thirsty, I bet I got the juice for them. Woo. New phone with the roof gone. Took my old joint, traded for a new joint. Never met a dollar that I didn't like. Get it how I live till I'm living right. If I ain't got a million, I ain't feeling right. J-I-2-G's what I get tonight. You ain't getting paid, then you getting played. Never skip days, never take a sick day. Get everything I spit cray. Keep a new 16, that's the 10th grade. I be on yachts in my Nautica. Flashing like I'm a photographer. Promise I'm getting my commas up. This summer's mine, I'm a June through August up. Finally getting money on a Monday. Probably getting to it on a Tuesday. Whole team winning, it's a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, we do the same. All my bitches trying to get the rent pay. All my niggas trying to get it insane. Trying to make a million off a mixtape. You ain't getting paid, then you getting played. I'm cool like that, but where my money at? Ain't nothing funny, you need to run me that. Father MC, I'm son of rap. Take you from the root of the tutor, you need to study that. Homegirl acting like she missed thing. Money turn missed thing to a quick thing. You can hit a chit-ching if you listening. But I don't need you on my arm, check the wrist gang. Money in the bank like a teller got. Lit a high life, fly like a helicopter. Got the J's off of Ivy, that 2 G's, 1 I, that's a Fetty Wap. I be on yachts in my Nautica. Flashing like I'm a photographer. Promise I'm getting my commas up. This summer's mine, I'm a June through August up. Find me getting money on a Monday. Probably getting to it on a Tuesday. Whole team winning, it's a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, we do the same. All my bitches trying to get the rent paid. All my niggas trying to get it insane. Trying to make a million off a mixtape. You ain't getting paid, then you getting played. Find me getting money on a Monday. Probably getting to it on a Tuesday. Whole team winning, it's a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, we do the same. All my bitches trying to get the rent paid. All my niggas trying to get it insane.
Okay.
We're interrupting that for a second. We have Victoria with us.
8888.
You are live on air. What's happening?
Ooh, not much. Just, you know, hanging out at work in Portsmouth.
Nice.
And we are LFOD life in the raw.
Repping it.
Hey.
And we have Amanda Shea in the building as well.
Hey.
So,
what's good?
So we got to get, there's a bunch of Rise folks here. So, Victoria.
Ooh.
Starting with Friday, what happened?
Friday. What happened Friday?
You were at the Thrive Exchange, Thrive-a-palooza.
Oh, I was at the Thrive Exchange. Oh, my. Okay, sorry. My vibe was so lit at the Thrive Exchange. I had so much fun. I got to see a lot of people who I'm mostly interacting with online, so it was nice to put, like, actual physical bodies to the handles I've come to admire and appreciate as artists and performers in the area. Well, before I got there, I guess, the fire alarm went off and everyone had to be cleared out, which was neat. But
wow.
Thankfully, when I did arrive, it was on and popping again. And although they pulled everyone from the stage, that was photographers, Ryan from Disorder, thankfully let me come and stand by his side to get some photos.
Shout out, Ryan.
Really cool. Yes, big shout out, Ryan. Awesome. He's been doing a great job with a lot of the events he's been putting together. And, yeah, it was really good. I definitely bought some clothes from Straws and Farewell, which are two cool brands from Boston. I don't know if you guys know about
you
them.
You put me on to Farewell. Farewell Division, right?
Farewell, yep.
Yeah, I like their stuff Farewell. A lot.
Yeah, they're great, and Straws is great. I'm wearing a Straws shirt right now. Pretty rad stuff.
Who had your favorite?
Oh, Gorillaz Pickles. So, oh, my goodness.
What?
My mind was blown. Gorillaz Pickles, yo. Gorillaz Pickles was another vendor at the show, and I ended up getting two jars of their pickles before leaving, and my life has changed.
Nice.
100%. Yeah, that was cool. I like the vendor and musician vibe that goes on there. It's pretty good at the Disorder shows.
Anybody then, blow your mind musically on stage?
Everyone is pretty wild and insane. I know Donald Grunge was gone for a bit, and it was one of his first shows back, so that was good. He had a lot of energy, especially with his cowboy vibe. And then Hefe Replay did a really lit job.
It's my guy.
His energy. Yeah, he's a great guy. He was also at the Smino show last night, and Donald was there. So I said hello to both of them. Sorry you didn't make it, Amanda. It was a really great Boston show. Sonia was good.
Earth Gang was in the building too, though, right?
Oh, yeah, last night Earth Gang was there.
I know.
I didn't know who Earth Gang was. They
oh,
were
geez,
great.
Don't say
what?
That on
no,
air.
Don't say that, especially not
I'm,
to
listen,
me.
Listen, guys, I am a photographer first.
Yeah.
I admire everything else. I love music. I can't know everybody.
Great save.
I can't know everyone. I'm not going to lie.
So, yeah, but, that show looked wild. Everybody we sent was hitting us
lit.
Up
it
all night.
It was super packed. And I guess what, they're doing another one?
Allegedly on May 19th, but there was some funny stuff that took place after, so
I
don't know.
Funny stuff. I don't know how much you want to talk about the Paradise stuff.
I sort of talked about it already, but...
Oh, well, I really didn't appreciate...
Yeah, so the show was good, though, musically?
The
everyone did their thing?
Great. I mean, like, yeah, it was good. It was nice. It was real tight. It's really hard for me to, like, see with all my stuff.
Yeah.
At shows like that, though, because, like, when they're super packed, I'm not going to, like, plow through people. I don't really see my... Like, I don't have privilege over people who have stayed and waited in line.
Right.
Get inside. And, like, I understand that I could gently ask, like, go get up front, like, take a few photos, but I don't want to when they're dousing the crowd in water.
Right.
So, just, like, kind of strange.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a really good show, though. The energy was awesome. You know, definitely, I don't know exactly what happened, but there was an altercation with someone, I believe, who was part of his crew. And, yes.
Yeah.
Chanting F security went off, and then there was a little tiny brawl in the corner as I was going down the stairs, and one of the security people jumped over me to get into the mix. So,
jeez.
It was like a really close and personal show.
Yeah.
Everyone was real tight. But it was really great. The energy was awesome. Shmina did a really good job performing. It was really cool to see him with his hair out.
Yeah.
And I definitely got a Silk Line hoodie, so
Oh, you got one?
Yeah. It's an XL.
That's
so
what's up.
So if anyone has a medium, just let me know. We can trade.
That's what's up. That was the big goal. You got it. Good. Ten
yeah.
word.
I don't think I got it yet. That was just the first one I got. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you guys want to trade hoodies with Victoria, let us know.
Yeah, let me know.
Yes.
Anytime. But I guess they're dropping the hoodies every 4 months, so.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for answering the phone.
You're welcome. I always pick up when you call.
No, I know. I'm sad. This is super cool. I'm really happy that I got to call in and it's gone well.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any weird sounds, so.
No, you did great.
Yeah.
You did amazing.
Great correspondent check-in.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun at the shows, especially the Disorder one. It was really great. I definitely left in high spirits. So
shout out to them. It's good to see people doing that, you know, having sold-out shows, doing their thing. So
you lit.
We love it. All right. Well, we're gonna play one, this Where You At record by Clark D.
Cool.
Oh, man. I didn't ask him how to pronounce his name. He said Eche was his name, but Eche Zona?
Yep.
By Clark D, Eche Zona, and Jay Prism. And then, Victoria, I'll talk to you later, and we'll see you hopefully next week.
Bye.
We're back here with Al C.
Bye.
All right. Have fun at work.
Yeah, I will. TTFN.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We're tuning in to LFOD Radio. We're going to get into this Where You At record, and we'll be back with the crew after this.
EC to the HE, and nobody do it better, huh? Prison. What up, dog? My bro hit me like, where you at? You coming, it's getting kinda loud. New hundreds are falling from the sky. I'm coming, pull up on you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 up at the door. It's bustin', ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. The function is never gonna die. Yeah. The function is never gonna die. Yeah. Walk in, we pop out in every kind of way. I'm saucing, they talking like how we dress that way. Two hot boys in one room, it's like we couldn't play. I'm dripping and drowning, but I ain't got no waves. My sports rate 101, I know I got it too. Curry with the threes, every shot is going through. Psycho for that paper, and you best believe it too. I'd rather count my blessings, I ain't gotta count on you, no. It's in an exam, don't text me. It's lit if you sit up with Clark D. Running the city with Eche. Just look at the way I'm investing. Working so hard for like 6 days. On the 7th, you know that I'm resting. I leave all the chatting for Mondays, cause I don't do topics on Tuesday.
Long as she gets to hear her favorite song.
Long as he makes a move, don't take it wrong.
All that wall hugging won't work for tonight or any night. We getting right.
My bro hit me like, where you at?
You coming, it's getting. New hundreds are falling from the sky. I'm coming, pull up on you in 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1 up at the door. It's bustin', ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. The function is never gonna die. Yeah. The function is never gonna die. Yeah. Die. Yeah.
JP, turn up my city. Now we can lead. Turn up the city. It's going down now. Now it's a vibe.
We came to survive and we getting live and we getting down tonight. I feel like I'm shining, I feel like I'm a star, cause I know I'm really bright. Hey, this is a freestyle, in the meanwhile, got a nice style with the flow. And I just come down with the dough, everybody know how it's gotta go. I'm chilling with Jay Prism, man, Clark D. Are we lacking? Hardly. Everybody know that we the life here of the party. Don't ever, ever try to stop me. It's a whole different level of flow. It's a whole different level of show. Man, you know that I'm going for gold. I'm dusting for platinum, I'm going for diamond. Gotta embrace it, you gotta go face it. I'm the top when I'm first in the placement. I be going on top in the basement. Man, you know that I put in the grind. Gotta go and I'm putting it shine. Gotta focus and elevate minds. How I do it is easy and simple. The way that it goes and I rock on the mic. Everybody know that I just been getting kicking. You know that I keep it tight. I just come and I'm lyrical with it. They know that the flow and I keep it is two turn. Everybody know I gotta keep it, cause you know I'm out for the Cougars. Oh no, man, I'm crazy. My bro hit me like, where you at? You coming, it's getting kinda loud. New hundreds are falling from the sky. I'm coming, pull up on you in 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1 up at the door. It's bustin', ain't even gonna lie. hit me like where you at. You coming, it's getting kinda loud. 200 to fall from the sky. I'm coming, pull up on you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up at the door, it's bustin', ain't even gonna lie. The function.
All right, we are back, LFOD Radio. We got Jay Prism and Juma with us. If y'all want to introduce yourselves real quick so they know your voices.
Sure. My name is Juma.
Wait 1 sec. Your mic is messed up. One more.
1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2.
You're good.
What's going on with the goings-ons, everybody? My name is Juma. I am a co-founder of Boston Rise and the founder and director of The Message.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Prism. Also co-founder of Boston Rise and producer, engineer, self-employed, and we just keep the records booming.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, right?
That's her. That's all day.
I gotta, before we get into it, I need to shout you guys out. I learned a word reading your one sheet. Deleterious.
Deleterious. That's Zoom over here.
Yeah, I didn't know that word, so... and that definitely exists. Deleterious media messaging. I like that.
It's a 25. You know, not 25. That's about $2 word, man.
That's like $25.
$25. Yeah, $25.
Cool. It was, well, maybe because you could reason it out. The root was clear. So yeah, maybe not a $25 word. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a
to be determined.
So it's a word I didn't know, and that was cool. Right? So I was happy about that. And you had a one sheet, so that was great. I really like the mentor, mentee, rookie, vet, dynamic, whatever you want to call it, because I really feel like everyone has a lot to teach each other when it comes to art. What is the biggest thing you've learned from them since you started this?
Oh, man. First off is the energy, you know, like I love working with youth because their energy is always on point. And you know what I'm saying? The talent is there, but energy from the youth is like really special. And like, that's something that's contagious. So it's almost like you can learn from it, you know? So mm-hmm. it always keeps the project going forward. And that's what I love the most for sure.
Yeah. Man, I learned that there's hope, you know, that this, and not to say that, you know, our outlook on this generation is hopeless, but you know, there's a lot of stigma around Generation Z being, you know, endlessly trapped in phones and not being able to, but nah, you know, working with these guys and other young people I, you know, am privileged to engage, they just inspire an incredible sense of hope for the future and hope for the city and hope for the music game.
That's a pretty good takeaway. Hope is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real. It's real. It's real.
What do you, so you said there's a lot of like misconception about Gen Z. What's the biggest thing that you didn't like? What caught you off guard about that?
About
working with them that you didn't expect, because you said there was a misconception and then you kind of found that there was hope. So what did you think? Oh, they're going to be like this, and they were not.
Sure. Well, one of the misconceptions or one of the stigmas around Generation Z, which is passed down from their millennial, you know, their counterparts, was that, you know, kids are unmotivated or, you know, not driven. But no, every single one of these young folks that we work with, their drive was what impressed me more than anything. I mean, yes, they're amazingly talented, but just incredibly driven, incredibly self-motivated. I mean, I can't say enough about, you know, these guys, this group's ambition and just focus to go hard. Like it was really impressive.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's contagious too.
Absolutely.
That's great. So how did your own experiences lead to the creation of this program?
Wow. So, do you want
to? Yeah, I'll take that one first. You know, I've been a self DIY artist for, you know, probably a long time now. And, you know, it just has been about hustling and keep on doing whatever you can, like, day in and day out. And, like, I didn't realize that over that time period, like, there's a lot of things that I learned. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one really, like, sat me down in a classroom and was like, this is how you be an artist. This is how you be a producer. This is how you be this and that. But it was all just, like, hard knocks, just keep on keeping on day in and day out. And, like, what I realized was, man, you know, it would be really cool if I could, like, somehow give that to someone else. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I had been a teacher in the message program with Juma at the Burke High School. And so we kind of linked up through that. And as a result, like, we thought we could give our own knowledge to, you know, our own, you know, mentees in a sense. And that's how it kind of grew from that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just kind of was like, yo, how can we give back in some way? And then Boston Rise was born, you know?
That's awesome.
I concur.
Yeah. nice and simple. Well, we do want to get to them quick. So I want to just... What is, first of all, if someone else wants to get involved, whether artists, other youth, whatever, mm-hmm. how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, hit yeah. us up.
How does one get involved?
Yeah. Well, first, you have to know the secret knock.
Okay.
Once you learn the secret knock, then you have to learn the secret handshake.
Okay.
Once you learn the secret handshake, then, and only then, you guys ready?
Yes, we're patiently waiting.
Then you can be welcomed into the fold.
Okay.
And hit us up at bostonrises.com.
Then you need to...
Exactly.
The knock and the handshake. I'm still there. I'm with it. I get it.
Bostonrises.com, at Boston Rises, bostonrises at Gmail.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is just the first season, so, you know, this is just the beginning.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I know you're not going to just do this and walk away, so...
Well, my question really quickly before we ask the young people to come on air... Where do you do this at, and what prompt? So it's a two-part question. Where mm-hmm. do you do this at, and what prompted you to want to document all of it?
Mm. Ah, well, all the recording was done out of Jared's studio in Austin. Mm-hmm. In terms of documenting the process, we got to capture. Here's the thing: we set out to document every step of the process, but what was really cool was that once we got into the recording and into the moments were almost too precious, not to sound cheesy, and like too tender to it's just like, nah, camera's off. Let's have this moment. Yeah. Let's hold this space.
And
let's just create. But we've been able to document lots of other aspects of the work and the music and the process and some of the performances. So, yeah, just capturing capturing the moment as appropriate. That's the primary inspiration, and just, you know, allowing folks a window to kind of see, you know, what goes on, how it goes down. And, you know, that's the impetus and the drive. Yeah.
Is this open to, like, where are the kids from that join Boston Rise, and is this open to New England?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Clark and Etche, we recruited Clark and Etche from, the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Lily was actually a former student of mine at Brook High School.
Wow.
Yeah. Deanna, we actually, met Deanna through Zoomix.
Hey, that's my. Yeah. Shout out Zoomix. They're doing amazing.
All day.
That's amazing. So this is open. Is there an age limit? Is there an age range?
Yeah. So we define youth is anywhere from 12 to 22. I mean, actually, we don't even graduate from adolescence until 25. The prefrontal cortex, that doesn't finish developing until age 25.
Talk about it.
And so, Yeah, I mean, technically, youth is all the way up until age 25.
That's okay. Good to know.
Oh, no, that's scientific stats is on that.
Yeah, I thought you might want to know what's going on.
I am a young adult.
I think it's a beautiful thing that you do document to a certain extent, because people do want to know how to get involved, and they do want to be able to be excited and see their peers and people in their age range doing things that they may or may not feel like it's feasible for them to do or it's accessible for them to do. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you do that, and I do definitely respect the fact that when there's certain, like, you know, cherished precious moments, like, you're able to discern which ones to capture and whatnot and be able to be in that space. So that's beautiful, and that's very healthy for them.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Also, shout out to Boys and Girls Clubs and Zoomix for having such good community programs already set up. You know what I'm saying? Boston's a really great place for the youth and just, like, in general, just putting out great art, and there's so much talent in the city already. And we're just one of many platforms that are just trying to showcase it the best we can, you know, with what we got. So, you know, shout out to our city.
Yeah. Shout out to Brooke High School, too.
Yes. Yep. Shout out Brooke High School.
Yep. Incredible talent. Shout out THHT, everyone doing that stuff, and, like, everyone pushing. So they're going to be coming on in a second. People can hit you up, bostonrises.com, bostonrises at Gmail, at bostonrises on everything. Before we bring them on, first, what is coming up next? Like, what, you dropped the album, what's the next plan?
Yeah, so we're going to continue to promote the album.
Yep.
We want to shoot a video for Where You At. It's the single.
Okay.
So, yeah, we definitely want to capture a dope visual for Where You At. And then once we round out the promotional cycle, we're going to sit down, regroup, and figure out next steps, what season two looks like and, you know, when it looks like. And, yeah.
Excellent. Make sure, tag us when you drop that so we can let people know.
Absolutely. Sure.
Absolutely.
And y'all follow them anyway, so you don't need to follow us, but follow us both, so you'll definitely see it.
And send it to submissions@lfod.com.
Submissions. Oh,
lfodradio.com. Lfodradio.com.
Yeah.
See, I try to slide. I was sliding.
She's smooth.
I try.
So, what song do you guys want to play?
Where You At? The same.
We already played that.
Oh, we played Where You At.
We played again.
Let's get another one.
Eche
got a recommendation.
He's got. Also,
let's
play
D's
joint.
D's joint.
Yeah, Deanna's joint.
So
yeah.
That's Break My Heart.
Yeah.
Let's give that a run.
All right, so we're going to play Deanna, Break My Heart, J Prism on production.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back after this with the gang, the group, LFOD Radio.
No time, what is the special than the more the drone? Yeah, yeah. And when we looked at each other, nothing could come between us. Cause we always just loved each other so much. So much. The day I saw a boy in a red hat. We only saw, we just. I never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart.
And we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. We got Boston Rises with us. If you guys want to one by one go down and introduce yourselves so we know who you are, whichever. Yeah, ladies first. Yeah,
ladies first.
All right. So, hi. My name is Deanna, and I'm a singer-songwriter and a producer in the training.
Wow.
And we just heard your record, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could talk about that later. We got to go down the line.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm a poet, spoken word.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Eche Zona, EC to the HE, and nobody do it better, huh? Young artist from the city of Boston representing 18, driven, motivated, Boston Rise. What up?
Word. It's your favorite boy, Clark D. I'm a rapper, producer, engineer, visionary, extraordinaire, Superman, Clark Kent, you know.
A visionary.
Boston Rise.
I like it. So what drew you guys to this? Why did you do this? You can kind of go for it.
I mean, I'll just say this. I came across Jay Prism, the multi-talented producer behind this whole thing, when I was about like 16 years old. And from day one, he always saw a vision that was like, yo, we want you to, you know, we see you becoming one of the future faces of the city. How can I help? And from meeting up in Alston at his studio to create new music, getting to collab with my brother Clark D, meeting Lily and Deanna, it's been a pleasure. And we've been at a place where now we just came together, created a superpower team, made some great music, put it together, some great messages, put it together and made something special for the city to hear.
I mean, I guess what brought me to it was... first and foremost, I believe God, you know, because every relationship happens.
You can move that mic closer to you.
Oh, yeah. My fault. I just move back and forth a lot. But, yeah. No, I like to say God, I mean, because I believe God has a huge hand in, like, everything I do in my life. And so I believe that first. And then I was working at the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, that's where my music career started. And, of course, like, I saw Eche when I was in high school, whatever, and he was killing stuff. He made me feel insecure about myself, to be honest. I'm like, yo, how's this young man killing it right now? I'm just starting to make music and stuff. And then, of course, like, I grew as an artist. And then I started to develop, and I graduated from high school, went to college, and then I came back to the Mattapan Teen Center to work and teach kids how to make beats, songwriting, A&R work, all that stuff. And then I had an opportunity to go to a studio session with Eche and Jay Prism. Of course, I also have a special relationship with Brian K. Price, whatever. He's been a great mentor to me, taught me a lot about music business, and like helped me get involved with this whole project. And to be honest, I just feel like the project really brought us together. If it wasn't for the project, we might not know each other.
Yeah.
You know, give or take Eche. But no, I mean, I had the privilege of like seeing these two young artists grow and develop and like impress me every time they perform. And I thought like it's really been a humbling experience for myself too, because I remember when I was younger, like 16, I'm 20 now, you know, I'm kind of old, but no, I'm not old. I'm kidding. No, but yeah, I'm 20 now, you know? And so I remember being 16 years old and like starting with the Mattapan Records, you know, and having opportunities and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's really just dope seeing now, it's like mentors giving back.
That's what's up. How'd you guys get involved?
So I basically got involved through a program called Zoomix, and they were having their summer program thing, and I was like, okay, let me get into it. So I go in, and it's only like two people that were a part of the program. So I was like, should I keep going? Should I keep going? Because it's like, it's only me, a bass person, and the music teacher. But I'm happy that I kept on going, because, you know, like, if I was at home, what would I do? But yeah, and then one day my music teacher was like, hey, two producers are coming over. They're trying to find someone for a project. I was like, project? And then I came to the audition. Turns out they weren't there for the audition. So I was like, okay, what can I do? They're like, record something and like send it. And I ended up sending a song that I made on my small phone. I just hate how small it is, but
it is pretty small.
Yes, it is.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right because it got me here and I'm happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it ended up being an original song that I was making. It's called Kiss, but yeah, but like I just got to finish it like a few months ago, and I'm really really happy. But yeah, I'm just glad that this small phone brought me here.
Yeah, it's all about just doing the most with what you have, and that's awesome. What about you?
So I first heard of Boston Rise through Juma's class. So as he mentioned before, he taught an elective at my class, which I ended up taking, called the Message Movement. And midway, like final project, he talked to us about Boston Rise and how him and Jared, who was teaching this, we're starting this program and how they wanted to get kids out there and their voices out there. So I had ended up showing Juma my poem. Well, yeah, the I'm Not Living poem at the end of class. And he was like, that would be really nice to get on. And I was like, yeah let's do this.
That's what's up. So we're going to keep it over here for a minute. What was your favorite moment making this album?
My favorite moment was basically everything. I enjoyed coming in, feeling comfortable, the pizza, the recording. I just liked the fact that it was like, wow, like I never done this before. It's like I'm actually standing in front of a microphone recording, just like how people actually do to make songs. You know, it's just the overall, it's like totally different because usually when I'm recording on my phone, it's just I have to figure out a quiet space where my two sisters will make a lot of noise. And if you're listening, Deborah, yes, I'm talking about you. but it's like I had to try my best. But like now it's like I'm in a quiet space. Let's just go.
Nice. Do you play the drums too?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Can you repeat the question? I'm so sorry.
What was your favorite moment?
I think growing and learning more. I think there's something I learned from everyone in this room. And I think just like expanding my knowledge and looking different ways and learning something from each one, I think was my favorite part of the experience because I learned a lot and like I really got to spread my voice, which is another thing that I really liked. Expanding my voice, I know for a fact every performance someone new listens to me and is like, wow, like that there's like one line where that really just sticks to them. And I think spreading my voice is also another big thing that I liked.
Yeah, that's what's up. What about y'all?
One more time with the question.
What was your favorite moment? Or you can answer a different question.
Ooh, okay. So I feel like I could go first with this. I feel like my favorite moment in Boston Rise, or my favorite thing about it, is like how taken care of we are. I feel like they take very good care. If my career as an artist, like if I didn't have to manage everything, if I just had to walk into a show, do my thing, and then get a check, and then I'm cool and whatever, or like all I have to do is network or whatever, I would be chilling right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they definitely made the process as convenient as possible. You know, the most we had to do was like come to something, you know, and be ourselves, you know?
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
show up and be ourselves and be the people that we're on the project for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I felt like that's really dope about the project. And this, to be honest, I'm not taking this for granted because there's so many things, like as an artist, that you like to be done for you, that you have to learn how to do yourself.
Yeah.
Especially with so many like super extraordinary business people or like social media making it very difficult for you to make excuses.
Yeah.
You know, and one specific example was the record company show, right? And we came, they took great care of us. I mean, it was my second time at the Sinclair, but like this time it was a little different because it was like an organization event. You know what I mean? And the organization the record company specifically took really good care of us. They took really good care of us. We performed. They loved our performances. I met a lot of people that have been like on the scene for a while. People I've been looking at when I was 15, 16 years old, and now I'm in the same room performing with them and stuff. So I definitely like appreciate how well they take care of us and bring us to these type of facilities.
That's
and stuff,
what's up.
You know.
Nice work, guys.
I guess the floor is mine now. everybody didn't take the words right out of my mouth, but what I'm going to say is that out of all this, I think it taught me to never get comfortable. I think when you look back and you reflect on yourself as an artist, you'll have many things to say about yourself. We're all insecure. We all got things about ourselves that we want to polish up that the world actually may cherish the most about us. And the things we feel like may be the strongest suits that we have, maybe stuff that we need work on in the eyes of everybody else. Mm. Long story short, I think what I appreciated the most was in just being in the same room as many artists that, like Clark said, you know, these are people that in some way, shape, or form, you know, have left a mark on us, an influence on us that we don't forget. I was just seeing Dutch Rebel the other day. I was like, yo, I seen you at like one of my earliest shows as a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's good to finally be back in the same room. And I think it has me at a point where I have more faith in myself and these three individuals you see beside me because of it. So to answer the question, I think it's just the drive, the motivation, and walking away knowing now that these are the people I have in mind who are up at, you know, up late at night with me trying to figure out how to make the next thing pop. You know what I'm saying? How to make the next record to capture the eyes of everybody else, to capture the ears of everybody else, for it to resonate with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So
that was going to be my question to all of y'all too, is like, how do you find balance? Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of you are still in school, I'm assuming. You have families. You are, maybe some of you are working already or have a part-time job or what have you. How do you find balance and how do you take care of yourselves in the midst of having all of these things going on?
Okay, I'll go first on this one. With me, poetry is a coping mechanism. So whenever I feel like there's something difficult, there's something on my mind, I definitely go straight to poetry, straight to expressing myself, simply because I feel like there's no one else to express. Like, no one understands me the way I understand myself. Therefore, I write my poems to express myself. And there's a lot of deep meaning where, like, it's just, like, very relatable stuff that I write about. So, like, the way I find time is like whenever there's a stressful moment, like everything's put on pause and it's poetry that I go to, or like whenever like I'm in class and I'm thinking about something, I definitely write down a line or two on a piece of paper and definitely come back to it and write it in a journal or on my phone or something like that.
Mm. I'm gonna go next. You know, I got an OG in my neighborhood that I look up to. Shout out to Mill. He would tell me that, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. We got very limited time on this earth. How are we going to use it? I spend 8 at school. The 2 hours that I'm going to use on the bus ride, what am I going to do until I fall asleep? I'm going to write. Why? Because as soon as I get down to the Boys and Girls Club, what am I going to do? Get to the studio. Make sure that I get my homework set aside, study. It's been a process. It's been hard. It's not easy. I'm proud to say that we took on lifestyles that were different from the average student. That was what made us special. I think the balance is just finding the important things, because we get caught up sometimes in, you know, the social circles, and we find ourselves paying more attention to things that aren't going to benefit us 5 years down the road. So I think it's about treating time like as precious as it is, and realizing that while we're here, we got a choice to make. We got an impact to leave. So what are we going to do? That's it.
I feel like, I'm not sure if you're... okay. Right. So I feel like the most important thing I learned, you know, being in college and doing music full time and like taking like 8-9 classes at once, and then like being in a full-fledged relationship and like balancing everything is just time management. I personally believe, as I said before, like if it wasn't for God, I would not be making music. There are certain things that I've been getting away with in school, like grades. It could be deadlines that I know I missed and I should not be able to turn in this assignment, or this person asked me for this beat 2 weeks ago and they paid me. What am I gonna tell them when I, you know what I mean? But God has put me in a circumstance where He's taught me to do the right things at the right time, you know? Like, it's not about doing every assignment, it's about doing the right assignments, you know? And also it's like, should I go to the gym and play basketball, or should I do my homework? Oh, finals is coming. Should I study for finals, or should I procrastinate? You know what I mean? It's like eliminating distractions is a really important part of growing up, and like allocating time to your craft, like treating your craft like a 9-to-5, just like the way you structure school, whatever, is very important in succeeding as an artist. You know, so that's what I learned.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I've been trying to form my answer. But basically, he kind of took everything I wanted to say. It's like, okay, here we go. How do I say it? All right. Basically, I'm just like, what do I want to do more? Do I want to do this or do I want to do that? Then I just have to go down the line. Who are you, Deanna? Well, I am an awkward person on the outside, but when it comes to anything else, I go hard for it. And that's what I'm gonna do. So I just choose to go hard instead of, you just gotta do what you can. And then any opportunity that you take, that's when you go even harder. So like, yeah, I got homework, but hey, I don't care. That's
priorities.
No, stay in school.
Priorities.
That's what's up. Well, I can tell why you guys all ended up in this program, because, you know, all, you're very thoughtful, very focused, and the music sounds good too. So shout out to y'all for going for it and putting yourself in those positions where you could then keep getting into bigger and better positions and doing stuff like this.
Thank you.
Now you're on radio. You've never done this. Is your first time, right? Let the people at home know that you didn't practice. You've never done this.
No, you all are, to echo what Uncle Sam had said, you all are amazing. Some of the principles and the tools and the knowledge that you all have right now is some stuff that us adults don't even know yet or even how to navigate as being an artist. And it sounds like time management, balance, healing yourselves, pouring out into your art and making sure that you are able to keep what's, you know, important and on the forefront of your mind is amazing. And I really want to say thank you to both of you, Juma and you, Jared. Like, y'all are amazing because you are gearing them up for like this world, and from what I've seen and heard thus far, like, you all are well on your way. So thank you for just being here. You just inspired me.
Yeah, thank you guys. And so this will be up, this will be online tomorrow, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODRadio.com. Tell your friends, they can tune in. Subscribe now if you want to get it right away. Otherwise, you can follow us at LFODRadio _ on Twitter. All you guys at Boston Rises, I'm sure people can find your individual ats going through there. So definitely get at them at Boston Rises. This album is out everywhere as well, right? Spotify, iTunes, everything. Boston Rise, the color's blue and like a pinkish color. It's the city. And maybe that's orange. It's blue and orange. And we're going to get some extra bars from at least one of them.
Let's get it.
And so stay tuned for that. # extra bars. If you're an artist, tuned in, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Check out our YouTube if you haven't to. We got a bunch of show videos up there and mad stuff like that. We'll be back next week with DJ Alcide doing another Alcide mix. That is the last guest of the season. Then we got one more episode and we're out of here. So y'all can come back for the alumni cipher too. You guys have been on. So we'll be doing that in July. Yeah. We're going to get out of here with I'm Not Living. This is Lily's spoken word piece with a J Prism backdrop. You are tuned in to LFOD Radio. Thank you guys.
Things that are